And to those listening, please stay home in November.
Fascist.
I beg your pardon?
System of government characterized by extreme dictatorship. Savile across.
Oh, I see. It's fascism.
Fascism. Wonderful.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
We're gonna stay here all night if we have to, so let's get started.
Can I go when this starts to suck?
I'm not delusional. This most likely is your first experience with me. Greetings. My name is Propaganda. I wrote my first rap in 93, simply put. Fire baptized battle rapper who's heavily influenced by folk music and found creative freedom in poetry. Combo is strange, I know, but let this one bake your noodle. I'm the son of a Black Panther with a Mexican spouse and Caucasian best friends. And my writing tone, well now, is not one that offers you a neat little bow to tie all your little problems up with. I know enough to know that I don't know that much. I know God became a man to save us, and we still can't explain pyramids. I know ancient Mayan and Egyptian astronomers had a far greater understanding of outer space than we do. I know academia is so drunk on arrogance and racism that they'd rather credit these accomplishments to aliens than to admit that we are not the smartest civilization to ever live. I know I really love my wife, my daughter, and mangoes. And for some reason, folks find it illogical to think that a perfectly designed universe screams of a designer. I know sarcasm is really the only time most people tell the truth. I know chilaquiles and In-N-Out will be served in heaven. I know it's a much better decision to shut your mouth when you don't know what you're talking about than to validate what everybody already thinks of you. I know color theory very well. A degree in illustration and intercultural studies and a teaching credential, yet I rap for a living, let that sink in. Apparently I don't know that much, just the gospel and good hip-hop. Pretty simple dude, all I have is my all, and I promise to give you that. You know, lower standards will lower the culture. You know, the Roman Empire was destroyed by lower standards and moral decay. You know, they fed they own to lions for entertainment. Humans, when left to their own devices, seem to be hopelessly selfish and bent on their own destruction. It seems unless a force greater than them intervenes, nothing will stop that trajectory. Wealth, knowledge, success seems to only feed the beast. But don't listen to me. We just met. What do I know?
I don't think that babies should have rights. The First Amendment is freedom of speech, and babies can't even talk. If you can't do the First Amendment, you don't get the others. All the Republicans in the room are like, well, they should at least be able to own guns.
Children in this nation to know that the only limit to your achievements is the strength of your dreams and your willingness to work for them.
Jefferson said, if you expect a country to be ignorant and free, you expect what never was and never will be.
Thank you. Thank you. In the last 7 months, there have been 5 major Islamic terrorist attacks on us and our allies. We must not be afraid to define our enemy. It is Islamic extremist terrorism. For the purposes of the media, I did not say all of Islam. I did not say most of Islam. I said Islamic extremist terrorism.
Let's hear it. Why is the Arab world so easily offended?
You know who you are! And we're coming to get you!
I don't know though, like how are you proud to identify as an elephant or a donkey? Like those are the lamest animals. Like elephants are fat, hairy, nearly extinct, and so are most Republicans, but Democrats are stubborn asses. So annoying. According to studies, the registered voting population is 20% Republican, 30% Democrat, 40% Independent, and the remaining percentage are like, where's George Washington?
You can be right or you can be popular, and we live in a democracy.
Right.
Delegates and fellow Americans, I humbly and gratefully accept your nomination for the presidency of the United States. Here at our convention, there will be no lies. We will honor the American people with the truth and nothing else. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again.
Stop it all!
God bless you and good night. I love you.
USA, USA, USA. Listen to the words I'm about to say.
death, weakness, destruction, lives ruined, corruption. We don't win anymore. The situation is worse than it has ever been before. China rapes our country. Mexico sends weapons. They take our money. What's going on? What's going on? The gays, the lesbians, the Japanese, the Mexicans. What's going on? Ask the gays will say. What's going on? What's going on? They're making Ghostbusters with only women. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Leave Tom Brady alone. What's going on?
Freedom and return to freedom. The internet, keep it free. Don't give it away to Russia and China. Protect your family. Vote your conscience. Vote for candidates you trust.
Lion 10. Lion 10.
Don't mess with my wife. Don't mess with hamburger prices. Hamburger prices have gone up 40%.
Ted Cruz is a pussy.
Heidi is my best friend. She's the love of my life. The hamburger prices have gone up. I like hamburger, so that sucks.
What's going on? What's going on? They're making Ghostbusters with only women. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on?
Hamburger prices have gone up 40%.
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on?
If Marvin Gaye were alive today, it's a fair prediction that he'd say.
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on?
Leave Tom Brady alone.
What's going on?
Thank you all. Now, all rise for the Trump Pence Anthem.
Trump and Pence, two very special friends. They'll help us pray the gay away and make America white again.
Great again. Great again.
Oh, great. Great. Yes, that's what I meant. That's what I meant. Great. Like in the 50s when something was different and everyone was better off. Everyone the Founding Fathers intended to be better off.
To add insult to suicide.
There's a reason you shouldn't believe everything that you're told in our mainstream media here in America, and it's because not that long ago, it was quietly sneaked into the passage of the NDAA that propaganda would be legal. That means propaganda use, government propaganda against the citizens. But if you did believe everything that our mainstream media is saying, you would have to agree we live in a dystopic Orwellian ball of crazy. While you have hordes of smartphone zombies just stumbling around in people's yards,
not only standing outside my house, but looking at my house through their phones,
in the CIA-linked game Pokemon Go, literally walking off of cliffs,
over the edge of a bluff off of E Street. The guys fell between 50 and 80 feet down Wednesday afternoon. The San Diego Sheriff's Department says it happened because they were searching for virtual Pokemon. That's right. The guys told deputies they were playing the Pokemon Go game on their cell phones.
This is our 15-year-old daughter, Autumn Dysonroth, recovering from injuries after she was hit by a car. The teenager says Pokemon Go took her across a busy intersection,
wandering into dangerous power stations in some augmented reality. The stuff that's actually happening in supposed reality seems augmented. You have so many police shooting videos being released on a near daily basis that no one can even keep up with what in the hell is going on in this country anymore.
What's going on? What's going on?
While the media continues to spin this as if it's only an African-American problem, it's only African-Americans being shot by police, because they can no longer just play down the fact that cops are shooting lots and lots of people, the majority of people shot by cops are actually Caucasian, which is a glaring inconsistency in the whole race-baiting, race-war agenda that wants to divide us amongst ourselves on race lines so we fight with each other instead of against the establishment and the elite who are clearly sucking all of the wealth out of this country.
The bottom 40% of Americans barely have any of the wealth. I mean, it's hard to even see them on the chart.
And they're trying to avoid a class war by pushing a race war.
But the top 1% has more of the country's wealth than 9 out of 10 Americans believe the entire top 20% should have.
The majority of the nation's livelihoods are being sucked right out from under them, just like that giant sucking sound Ross Perot warned us about.
There will be a giant sucking sound going south.
Times about a billion.
And I said, well, how does it stop being disruptive? And that is when their jobs come up from $1 an hour to $6 an hour, and ours go down to $6 an hour, then it's leveled again. But in the meantime, you've wrecked the country with these kinds of deals.
And cops aren't just shooting people, they're also shooting pets at the wrong house. At a 5-year-old's birthday party in front of his friends.
Police chief said the shooting was justified, that the dog attacked the officer coming around the house. But this video taken after the shooting shows the dog dead by the gate, not near the house. The police chief said he hadn't seen the video. And as for that warrant, well, it's for a case 10 years ago. When the first shot didn't kill Opie, the officer used a high-powered rifle to put him down. Eli Malone says he can't forget watching the officer shoot his dog.
It's actually to the point that other countries like the United Arab Emirates and the Bahamas are issuing official travel warnings to their citizens because America is a dangerous police state and the world is aware of it. When Case Western Reserve University recently agreed to house 1,900 officers for security at the RNC, the campus essentially had to close down for the week because the students felt unsafe. They felt unsafe at a location that had 1,900 officers housed at it. That should be like the safest place in America, really, if you think about it in superficial terms, and they felt unsafe. And just to go ahead and prove all those people wrong who say, but if I'm not doing anything wrong, I don't have anything to worry about.
As long as I got my hands up, they're not going to shoot me. This is what I'm thinking. They're not going to shoot me. Wow, was I wrong?
You're wrong. You do have something to worry about, because police even shot an innocent man lying on the ground with his hands in the air after he told them he was a behavioral therapist and his autistic client holding a toy truck had wandered away from their group home and was unarmed.
A 911 caller Monday reported that someone with a gun was threatening suicide, and when police arrived, guns drawn, the therapist talking to the officers.
After yelling all of this information at the police, and after it was clearly obvious that the autistic guy was holding not a gun but a white toy truck, police claim they shot the unarmed behavioral therapist by accident because they actually meant to shoot the unarmed autistic guy.
The union chief says the officer who fired his gun thought Kinsey was in danger and meant to hit the young man with autism,
who apparently, for some reason, they thought posed a danger to his unarmed behavioral therapist with his hands in the air.
Sir, why did you shoot me? And his words to me, he said, I don't know.
The moral of the story is, if you run away from police, you're probably going to get shot. If you stay and comply because you're innocent and you did nothing wrong, you might also get shot. While a man who was kept at Guantanamo Bay for 14 years without ever having been charged for a crime that whole time was finally scheduled to be released after his former Guantanamo Bay guard, wrote a letter saying, you should release him, I was the guard. The Western Intelligence Agency created and backed Free Syrian Army videotaped themselves beheading a 12-year-old Palestinian boy.
Who's going to vet these people?
Well, first of all, I vetted a number of them because I know them.
And it took several days for our government to come out and go, maybe we should stop sending them giant bags of money and guns. That might be bad to do. As the war on terror that funds and creates terrorists at one end and fights them on the other continues, innocent Americans continue to miss their flights so they can be treated like terrorist criminals by the TSA at the airport. And it came out earlier this week that half of all agents of the TSA have been cited for misconduct at least once. Half. And a third have been cited multiple times for misconduct.
Are you kidding me, TSA? What the
What's going on?
Now, on the doublespeak side of things, You actually had Shep Smith of Fox News live on air criticizing Governor Bobby Jindal multiple times for using the divisive phrase, "All Lives Matter," because Jindal dared to say we've got to look beyond race because all lives matter.
Brown, red, it doesn't matter. All lives matter. We've got to protect and value our police.
Governor, yes. you know that that phrase you just used is one that's seen by many as derogatory, right? And I just wonder why it is that you use that phrase when there's a certain segment of the population that believes it's a real dig on them.
Well, Shepard, it's not meant to be. The point is this: we've got to move beyond race. It is a good time to remember we're all made in His image, and what unites us is greater than what divides us. We shouldn't be divided. There's too much division in our country, and too many folks try to exploit those divisions for their own purposes, whether it's by race or all lives matter. We're all in this together.
I don't understand why you. I don't, Governor. Why do you say that?
So, all lives matter is apparently divisive. But breaking us all down on racial lines into groups and then weighing out whose life matters more and specifically focusing on that group is somehow not divisive. All lives matter, we should unite and look beyond race. That's divisive.
You know, that's a very, very divisive phrase that a lot of people hear and become really upset about it. And I just wonder why you keep using it.
Well, Shepard, but they shouldn't be. I mean, that's my
point.
But they
are.
Not really sure how that works. Meanwhile, actress Charlize Theron used her speech at the 21st International AIDS Conference in South Africa to let people know that HIV is actually transmitted by racism and sexism and homophobia.
HIV is not just transmitted by sex. It's transmitted by sexism, racism, poverty, and homophobia.
So, next time you think about saying something about how all the women need to get back in the kitchen, just realize you may be transmitting HIV, according to actress Charlize Theron. Although she wasn't actually clear on whether or not you transmit it to the people that you're being sexist against, or if you get it because you're sexist, or if you're race, I don't know. She didn't actually explain or clarify, just not really sure exactly how that works. And it's schools increasingly become places where kids are taught, engineered, trained that they're not allowed to make any decisions whatsoever without the permission of authority.
You turned it into a teaching moment and taught them that even if you don't agree with it or don't understand it, you must respect authority.
A school in Sydney, Australia banned clapping at assemblies because it might upset sensitive people. But they will allow silent cheers instead. A release issued by the school stated that kids could be free to punch the air, pull excited faces, and wriggle about on the spot. That is, of course, until punching the air gets banned for promoting violence, pulling faces gets banned by people who get offended by pulling faces, and wriggling on the spot gets determined to be a microaggression. Just a reminder, this is a country where an all-girls school actually banned the words ladies and women to describe females because it's not inclusive enough. At an all-girls school.
Teachers at an all-female school in Sydney have been told to stop referring to their students as girls, ladies, or women. The teachers were told they would be breaking the law and considered homophobic if they didn't support the decision.
And they also banned the word black from the song Ba Ba Black Sheep. So I guess it's
Ba Ba Sheep, have you any wool of no particular color because that might be racist?
Our mainstream media outlets are now straight up telling us how corrupt our government is. The Washington Times reported in simplistic date-by-date format instances of corruption in plain sight. They didn't say hiding in plain sight. They said corruption in plain sight. It's there. Here it is. Here's the definition of corruption. Here's how corrupt it is. While mainstream outlets in other countries like the India Times are, without mincing any words at all, openly reporting that their monsoons are being manipulated by U.S. military weather modification weapons to screw up the nation's crop harvest and blame it on climate change. They just said it. They're just openly saying it now. Of course, they're not reporting that here at all. They're just ignoring it completely. But the fact that that's making the front pages of mainstream outlets in other countries is pretty insane. What else is going on? We got Chinese scientists pioneering the first human gene editing trial, so I guess Gattaca is going to meet Divergent Allegiant pretty soon.
What can it mean? The ability to perfect the physical and mental characteristics of every unborn child.
And you had the failed turkey coup, which looks all kinds of staged, but how else can a dictator justify purging tens of thousands of people who just really don't like him without a fake coup? And finally, while the CIA-linked Pokemon Go is just a stepping stone to ease us into an augmented reality, government intelligence outlet Google is actually working on a virtual reality platform called Project Daydream and a headset that's going to mix augmented and virtual reality together so that just all the lines between everything, reality, augmented reality, virtual reality, it's all just blurry. You don't know the difference anymore. Once the people in charge get done screwing up actual reality so badly that everyone thinks it just sucks to be here, people will be much more willing to just jack themselves right into the government-created matrix. But who really cares about any of that when you have the unmitigated disaster nightmare scenario from hell that is Chick-fil-A getting rid of the spicy chicken biscuit off of their breakfast menu. Just a nightmare of Faustian proportions, as evidenced by the RIP Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit tribute videos up on YouTube set to Sarah McLachlan's song Angel that's typically only featured in those ASPCA tear-jerking animal cruelty ads about the mistreated dogs that no one loves. I, for one, am going to go catch a Jigglypuff in my neighbor's front yard if I can manage to get there without walking out into traffic.
Well, I mean, just a quick synopsis for your listeners. Back in about in the late 50s, early 60s, the American government started a system of research called MKUltra. And what they were looking for was a way to remotely control human beings' minds in order to create Manchurian candidates, people that they could give an alternate personality to, send out to do a bombing or perform an act of espionage, revert them back to their real personality without the alternate personality realizing they've done it. So that way, under any amount of torture questioning them on why they did it, they wouldn't answer because they wouldn't know they had actually performed the action. Well, long story short, come fast forward, the early research to do that was done using hypnosis, using drugs, using torture, and electroconvulsive therapy, and it worked. You know, you could basically wipe the mind slate free, create a new personality, essentially an alias that a person wouldn't realize that they have that can be induced by a trigger sound or trigger phone call. As technology progressed, they figured out that the brain is very susceptible to electromagnetic energy and that you can entrain the EEG or the electroencephalogram, the EEG of the brain, to demonstrate, you know, rage, depression, anger, confusion, and even manipulate, heart rate, blood pressure, things like that, cause pain in the body by manipulating the brain. And it was done throughout the 60s. In the 70s, we actually had a Rockefeller Commission here in the United States where the government got caught doing it, mostly in Canada, using victims in Canada and the United States. And it all came to light. Well, the research didn't stop. There was some Freedom of Information material that came out about the early research in mind control. They buried it a little bit deeper, started doing it a little bit more covertly. And then you have what we have today, which is you no longer have to drug someone or take someone into a laboratory to do this. They found out that the brain is so susceptible to various frequencies of electromagnetic energy that the same thing can be done. You can control the person or entrain the person with a new EEG that will demonstrate a symptom strictly by bombarding the brain with that frequency of energy. And that was actually discovered when they found out that our Russian embassy in Russia was being bombarded by the woodpecker signal. And every time President Nixon would go to that embassy, he would have a nervous breakdown or break down into tears or get severe depression. Many of the other workers there were getting sick, and they figured out that the Russians were bombarding the embassy with a signal. Well, once they figured out that that could be done, our government took the research a few steps further, as well as your government and pretty much every industrialized nation, on figuring out how they can control individuals using electromagnetic energy. What your listeners may not realize, at least in the United States, there are no laws against experimenting on the public. So any types of these weapon systems that come forward, or drugs or radiation or anything that can be dispersed on the public, is completely legal for the government to experiment on the people with. Look at most of these targeted individuals, they're housewives, they're, you know, they're doctors, they're lawyers, they're entertainers. You know, it's all walks of life, every gender, every race. None of these people are radicals in any way that would have any political reason that they would be targeted. So the only explanation is indeed that they're being used as lab rats, because like I said, at least in our country, and probably in yours, if you really look, there's no rules against black budgeted research on the public. And that's actually why my second book that's currently out is called Guinea Pigs, Technologies of Control. And it goes over experimentation that was done by our government non-consensually for decades, right up until today, where we're having experimentation with directed energy. Was initially started to create Manchurian candidates. You know, that would be me taking you, giving you an alternate personality as a killer, sending you out to kill by triggering your alternate personality, let's say with a phone call or a ringing bell or a keyword. And once I give you that keyword, you go out and kill who I've sent you to kill. When you're done, I revert you back to your Richie Allen personality. And when the police pick you up and start grilling you, what are you going to say? I have no idea what you're talking about. I would never do something like that. We saw the same thing with Aaron Alexis that shot up the Navy Yard here until police killed him. Aaron Alexis had emailed several human rights groups here complaining that he was being attacked with extremely low frequency waves and that someone was trying to control his mind. He wasn't controlled into doing the shooting. He did find that they were doing some of the research on this at the Navy Yard, and that was strictly a vengeance shooting, which is why he carved "This is my ELF weapon" on the side of it.
Who's Keisha fades away as the pills begin to dissolve. They not forever, I'll be back one day and very soon. Can't get rid of me that easy, face it, you're a freaking loon.
They can access you through Wi-Fi. And Wi-Fi has a host of other problems with it, too, that exponential rise in people turning up with type 2 diabetes, you know, diabetes of later onset, typically in the old days was usually caused by obesity. Well, now we have more and more young, thin people coming in with type 2 diabetes. There's quite a bit of research coming out now that exposure to chronic EMF and electromagnetic waves through Wi-Fi and or radio towers or electric towers or electric grids, that our exposure to so much EMF actually lowers your vitamin D3 levels so low, which is required for sugar metabolism, that you end up having high glucose levels. And indeed, if you look at the onset of Wi-Fi and at the onset of having, you know, pretty much power lines everywhere now, there's not many places you can get away from power lines anymore, that you begin to see the exponential rise in type 2 diabetes, which is to the point now of, at least in the States, becoming a national emergency. And they've written it off to our diet, that so many people are eating fast food. But more and more people are also working out and eating healthy, yet we're seeing this exponential rise. So not only is the Wi-Fi bad as far as targeting, being able to bring in your brainwaves or your EEG or other biometric parameters for surveillance, but it's also ruining our health. Well, I mean, people that are targeted know they're being targeted, and there's a difference between being targeted and controlled, and they can do both. People that are being controlled make decisions without knowing that those decisions are being manipulated. People that are being targeted are the ones that are hearing voices being attacked, and they do realize that they're under surveillance and that they are being targeted. But you have the other end of the spectrum where political leaders certainly can just be controlled and manipulated and never know they are.
You trying to transform me makes you my arch nemesis. I can only be me, nothing more, nothing less. Tattoos on my chest, rapping about selling sex. Yeah, I gotta scream, let it all out. Could be found dead from the words coming out my mouth. Ain't a gangster and never been a thug, but I sold a little drugs and I'll tear up the club. Bite my nails to the nub, middle finger stay up. $2 for a slug and I'm still smoking. Bring me along, cause that girl hot. I bring the steam out your teapot, I am hip hop. Take me over, little beauty, cause I am a beast. No matter what you say on the internet, I run a street. Yeah, I can only be me. Yeah, same old keys. Yeah, I can only be me. I can only be me. What you get is what you see. Yeah.
I mean, I do have connections within government, and when I wrote the first book and when I wrote Guinea Pigs, I contacted friends of mine that are still currently in the CIA. And believe it or not, there are people within government that are fighting this, or at least are against it. There's not much they can do short of, you know, being accused of treason or releasing classified secrets. You see what happens when you release classified material, as Edward Snowden. The way it's done is called remote neural monitoring. And while most of it's being done via satellite, it can be done using Gwen towers. It can be done using cell phone towers. You know, anytime the government is going to invest billions of dollars in something, they're going to have a myriad of ways it can be done. It's not just one way. The way that most people are describing it seems to be satellite based. The people that I've worked with that are targeted individuals, you know, they'll hear the voices and be attacked at home. They'll hear the voices and be attacked on a plane traveling cross country. They've left the United States to go to even Cuba. I had one targeted individual who thought, well, I'll go to Cuba. You know, we have an embargo. There's not much going on between the Cuba and the United States. I'll get away from it there. Still heard the voices, still was attacked by energy there. You know, there's only a couple of ways you can globally attack someone, and the most common one is satellite-based directed energy weapons. The way the system works is it's based on your brain waves, your EEG. Everybody has a different EEG or brain fingerprint, and they stalk you long enough to get all of your biometric parameters, your, you know, body identification, facial identification, brainwave identification. Some are even saying now that they're using DNA resonance, that when you bombard anyone's body with the right frequency of radio frequency, that your DNA will resonate. Well, and everyone's DNA is specific to them. So the signal you get back, you know, obviously is going to be unique to you. The way they do it with the brain is when you shoot two dissimilar frequencies into the brain, one hemisphere entrains one frequency, the other hemisphere the other frequency. They compete and spit out an interference wave. That interference wave you can actually get the EEG out of and track you based on your EEG. The unique thing with that technology is you can also heterodyne the brain wave, the EEG that you get, re-entrain it into the victim, and then imagine having a catalog of EEG waveforms that correspond to anger, depression, rage, fast heart rate, hands twitching, feet burning, or whatever symptom they want you to have. They re-entrain that brain wave, your brain entrains it, and then you display the symptom.
Baby, hello, hello, baby.
What do you want to tell mommy to Jay? What do you want to say to mommy?
Oh.
Any other bright sides to the suicide?
What's going on?
Wow. Were your parents put off by the direction that you went into when you started to go counterculture? Was it a difficult transition for them to watch?
Well, he was out of the picture. He was brilliant, and he was a top salesman in advertising, but he couldn't metabolize ethanol efficiently. So he was given his hat. My mother was very brave. She left him. I was 2 months old, and my brother was five years, and she left down a fire escape. So he was gone. My mother was very kind of controlling, wanted to control my life, and was heartbroken when I began with the dirty language and the awful stuff he says about business. She was an advertising executive secretary, loved the business world, thought it was just the finest thing that ever happened. And so when I went in that direction at first, very opposed, until one day we lived on the same street that I grew up, that I went to school in. I went to school on the same block I lived on, something like that. Corpus Christi School, and the nuns were great. It wasn't a typical Catholic school. It was an experimental progressive school that didn't have grades, didn't have any sort of corporal punishment. It was just very, very wonderful school. And the nuns, she would see the nuns in the street, and they would say, "Oh, we saw George on the Tonight Show." And she, being a bit of an actress, she would say, "Oh, it's the awful language, sister, the awful language." And one of them said to her, no, you don't understand. He's using it for other purposes. He's not just doing it for that. It's kind of like part of what he does. Don't you understand? It's this and that and so forth. So she said, Oh. And from that day on, she was okay with it because the church had approved it. So, see, that was that. That's how that worked.
People who deal in content that's on the edge, as you do, oftentimes live a life that's similarly on an edge.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those people go off the rails.
Yeah.
And we lose them and their talent. And you've been able to not do that and been able to pull it back in. And
another luck stroke. You know, you got to have luck in this world. Part of it's your genetic makeup. That's luck. And then what you do with it is also partly genetic, because hard work is genetic. The desire to do hard work, the willingness to work hard and be determined and not be turned aside, that's all genetic too. It can be altered and a little reinforced. But some of the people who had so much edgy promise, they died young. I mean, Lenny Bruce, Sam Kinison, Andy Kaufman in his way,
sure.
Freddie Prinze, John Belushi, Bill Hicks.
Right.
And it's just, I don't know, of course Bill had a natural disorder of his own, I think so did Andy, but it's not always behavior, but sometimes it's just genetic. But it's just that I think there's a degree of luck and intellect involved in giving up things that hurt you. The drug and alcohol thing, it seems to me, comes down to this. Drugs and these things are wonderful. They're wonderful when you try them first. They're not around for all these millennia for no reason. First time, mostly pleasure, very little pain, maybe a hangover. And as you increase and keep using whatever it is, the pleasure part decreases and the pain part, the price you pay, increases until the balance is completely the other way and it's almost all pain and there's hardly any pleasure. At that point, you would hope, then the intellect says, oh, this doesn't work anymore. I'm going to die and I'll do something. But you need people around you who can help you and you need something to live for. You have to have something to look forward to bring you out of it. You know, there's a lot of people who don't have a lot to live for and they're sort of stuck inside.
Was there ever any fear that by giving up the drugs, you lose a bit of the genius by giving up the wild lifestyle, sanity being the enemy?
Well, that has been a canard for a long time, that most of this creativity comes from being wacky. And I'm sure there's a lot of truth in that, as far as just being plain old wacky. Where the drugs are concerned and alcohol, they do seem to open a window for you. They do seem to broaden the vistas at first. The thing you have to do is learn when, you know, it's like all these great writers who became drinkers. You have to sort of, like, I find with pot, I'm not a big drug user anymore, but I have always a joint somewhere near me. I don't, you know, hidden. Might be hidden. And what I do, and I hardly touch it maybe once a month, that would be frequent for me. But when I'm writing something, and I write perfectly straight, perfectly sober, and I write a whole lot of stuff, 6, 7, 8, 9 pages, and I really pour it out, the next day, one hit is all I need now. One hit, and it's punch-up time. Time to get this thing going. And you do find, with that sort of judicious use, I find, there's some value in it. But most of the things we use, don't let you leave them alone. They don't. Pot does, thank goodness for that.
Well, that's excellent. What? Sorry?
You can applaud if you wish. That's more than fair. You can warm an applause.
Yes, thank you.
Why do you still care? Why do you still care enough to keep, you're at a point in your life where you could go back, you could do your month in Vegas and Florence Henderson could open up and you could go and hit a couple of balls and then some pinball. Yeah. Why do you still care so much?
Well, I'm not comparing myself to any of these people, believe me. But you wouldn't say to Picasso, when are you going to put those brushes down? Get rid of the canvas, you've done it. I'm an entertainer, first and foremost, but there's art involved here. And an artist has an obligation to be en route, to be going somewhere. There's a journey involved here, and you don't know where it is, and that's the fun. So you're always going to be seeking and looking and going and trying to challenge yourself. So without sitting around thinking of that a lot, right. It drives you and it keeps you trying to be fresh, trying to be new, trying to call on yourself a little more, you know?
And willing to put up with the grueling promotional schedule and everything else.
The only way.
Picasso never had to do morning shows in Albuquerque,
right.
You know?
And the only way I can do this is to go where the people are. They will not come to my house. We've offered bus rides and everything. They will not come. I have to go to Stevens Point, Wisconsin, or wherever it is. And the audiences are great, and they buy the tickets ahead of time, and they really wait for you to come there and see it. In the theaters and concert halls, it's special, because the audience, they do it beforehand, and you're the whole evening. In Las Vegas, you're an afterthought. You're an also. Well, we could go gambling. We could go hookering. We could get drunk. We could go to the convention. No, let's go see this guy. And if they like you, they do, but they're not committed fans. So it's a different tone there. But it still works. You can still do some things there that you can feel good about, you know.
Do you feel your place in comedy now? Do you feel the, you know, because we've been spending a lot of time at the festival, and everybody that I would mention, you know, hey, I'm going to do this George Carlin tribute, and their faces light up, and to a person, really, Carlin? And can I meet him? Is he around? Do you feel that place? Is that an,
well,
you know?
That is growing on me. I think, you know, longevity is a wonderful thing. Sometimes you get applause just for not being dead when you say, it's true. When you say, I'm going to be 60, they applaud that. Wonderful, not dead, 60. But I'm getting a sense of it. You know, when you're in planes 3 days a week, I go out every Friday, I come home every Monday. It's 3 different cities, 3 different nights, airports, hotel lobbies. And people are wonderful. People, I love individuals. I hate groups of people. I hate people who have a group of people with a common purpose. Because pretty soon they have little hats, you know, and armbands. and fight songs and a list of people they're going to visit at 3 a.m. So I dislike and despise groups of people, but I love individuals. Every person you look at, you can see the universe in their eyes if you're really looking, and they're great. And so cumulatively, I have gotten the feeling that I'm in this big family, a family life I never had, by the way, this, so to say, extended family of people who feel like you're their cousin. You know, I say, Georgie, 1961, I saw you. Hey, remember that? Yeah. Oh, and you know what you said? And I say, did I? Oh, yeah. So it's, you know, it's just great. And so cumulatively, you say, well, I guess I'm in the family. I guess it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think, does it boil down? After 10 HBO hours, after a multitude of best-selling albums, after Grammy nominations, mm-hmm. after Emmy nominations, after Cable Ace Awards, does it all boil down to what you had said originally, that it's about, hey, dig me?
And that's, hey, look at me, ain't I cute? That's, it's all, it's just a job is called showing off. And if you can get them to not only stop and listen, but say, isn't he cute? He's real. You're cute. If you can get the approval. See, in our school, we didn't have grades, so we didn't have A's, B's, and C's, and D's. The only A's I got, and this is a little corny, I got their attention, I got their approval, their admiration, their approbation, and their applause.
We sure are in a weird place in this country, aren't we? A weird, weird place.
I am a witness, the life of one who carries all his music secrets in the music, 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 music. Oh. But it's actually painless. Take a vow in the pale moonlight, 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 moonlight.
out myself through my third eye. Everything's already alright, always alright, always alright. Black as night, I'm black as night, black as night, I'm black as night, black as night with a little bit of moonlight. Black as night with a little bit of moonlight. I'm black as night with a little bit of moonlight shining from my center within. Sharp obsidian, smooth to the touch. I'm a dark little cinnamon man. It's part of my makeup. Never mind the nightmares. I was gonna wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Oh. Keep my door locked. You got the keys, but I'll never keep my door locked. Nah, nah. You got the keys, but I'll never keep my door locked. You can always come right in. And if my arms are full, you can bet your sweet ass I will drop that shit right then. I might be busy, but I always got some time to surrender to your beauty. Beauty, beauty, beauty. Out of darkness, line up, pumping, 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 pumping. Into white light, all things running, 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 running. Who have I been? Who am I becoming? Coming, 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 coming. Deepest free young man, learning, 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 learning. Take a bow when you're pale, moonlight, 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 moonlight. Take a look at myself through my third eye, third eye, third eye, third eye, third eye. Everything's already alright, always alright, always alright. So, I am no master, I know nothing. I am no master, I know nothing. But I am a servant and I know something, yeah. I am no master, I know nothing.
Now, go find the others.com.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
It's like the best show ever.